to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John bump into a beggar who asks for a handout. Peter's pockets are empty, but he does have faith to believe God for a healing. Imagine the pressure on Peter. He reaches down to lift to his feet a man who has never walked. What if his crippled legs collapse? Onlookers will accuse Peter of cruelty. Perhaps the man will sue. But I'm not sure any of the concerns that would have flooded my mind were contemplated by Peter. God had given him the gift of faith. The man walks. He leaps for joy. Next time you need a miracle, pray not only for your miracle, but for faith to believe. Ironically, the church today has loads of what Peter lacked, but we lack what Peter had. We have money, but few miracles. Lord, strengthen our faith. God has ulterior motives behind his miracles. Miracles attract attention and provide his servants an opportunity to preach. Peter seizes the opportunity, but unlike many of today's miracle workers, Peter doesn't linger in the limelight. He quickly gives the glory to God. If the people turn from their sin and turn to God, God will turn to them. The times of refreshing Peter offers is another name for the kingdom age yet to come, but it also describes a life in Christ. What a fitting way to depict the rush of blessing that comes upon a surrendered heart.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.